Let's get into it. You know the drill. I know the drill. Most of our listeners know the drill. What have you got for us in your first review?
Okay, number one is a show that I absolutely love. So this is a good one to welcome you back. It's a show called Better Things, which is a FX comedy drama series that's here on Foxtel. Just recently had season four, 10 episodes in season four, 42 episodes over the total of the four seasons. Now, this is created by the wonderful Pamela Adlon. She writes most of the episodes. She directs all the episodes in the last two seasons. And she also stars as Sam. Sam is a single mum, divorced, raising three teenage daughters in LA. She's also living next door to a very, very eccentric mother. And this is just a really beautiful show, really well written, very perceptive, very honest. I love also how every episode will go in sort of a random direction. There'll just be a scene that doesn't have any relation to the previous scene, but it all makes sense because I guess life is like that. It's just life isn't all very curated and orderly. It can just be random things that happen, and it's just so beautifully made. The other thing I love about it, which I think a lot of people do, it's very much a female-centric show. It makes no apologies for that, and I feel like I learn a lot watching it, and I think it's just a really beautiful voice. And nice. There was an episode this season called New Orleans, and that would probably be the best thing I've seen on TV this year.
Oh, Wayne, yeah. Stop. So. That's huge. You have seen a lot on TV, so
yeah.
Better Things, so, the New Orleans episode, the yes. best thing you've seen on TV this year.
Yeah, she goes to a wedding in New Orleans, and the wedding is amazing, and she travels around the city, and a lot of the show is about her discovery as trying being a woman. And I'm not a woman, but I feel like this is important to me. And I just really love this show.
Oh, I love it. Now, you said 42 episodes. You know my attention span is always a concern.
Yes. Yes.
Are they 30... half hour or hour episodes?
Half hour.
Oh, okay.
So it's all
okay.
Good. Half
you got
hour.
Me.
So if you haven't watched from the start, I recommend it. Obviously, if you've been a fan, then get into season four.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Better Things on the Foxtel.
Yes.
Get amongst it, TV series.
Yes.
All right, number two.
Number two is an album that came out a week or so ago. I think it'll definitely be one of the most highly acclaimed records of the year. It's by Perfume Genius. And the album, which has a great title, is Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. So that should get your attention straight away.
Mm.
This is the fifth album from Perfume Genius. I'd say it's quite possibly his best. Perfume Genius is Michael Hadrius, who's from the US. His music deals with a lot. It deals with his sexuality. He's a gay man. Deals with his struggles with Crohn's disease. Also some domestic abuse in his background.
Oh, it sounds quite emotional.
It is. They're very, very personal records. They're not somber, though. They're very personal, but the music is quite upbeat, even though the subject matter is very, I wouldn't say dark, it's just very honest and personal. His first two albums were very, very quiet affairs, very much like piano ballads. And I remember seeing him at the Spiegel Tent quite a few years ago when he first toured, and he was quite shy on stage, just sat behind the piano and made his beautifully powerful songs. But since then, he's really expanded. He's opened up his musical palette. I think he's quite, what I've heard, I haven't seen him live for a while, but he's very much much more bold and audacious on stage. And this really comes through in this record. As I said, it's very strong, powerful. There's some thumping dance anthems on here.
Yeah, cool.
And there's also some very quietly beautiful songs. So I think it can suit many styles. And if you just love music that makes you feel good, but also gives you a strong emotional full, then Perfume Genius is for you, hopefully.
I love it. And can you imagine how exciting it will be to see him perform again? Like if the last time you saw
absolutely.
Him, he was quite still early on, and now he's
yes.
got this, he's really just grown into his persona. That will be an amazing show.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So hopefully when, you know, whenever things are normal again, whenever that is, that seeing him live would be a real treat.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, Perfume Genius at number two. All right, number
yes.
three, what have we got?
Number three is a movie I'd like to recommend called Loose. It's Loose, but it's spelled L-U-C-E.
Okay.
Now, this is a film that was released late last year in the US. I was hoping it would get a cinema release, but like a lot of good films, it sort of got lost in the rush. We never saw it come onto cinema. So now it's out on all the digital platforms, whether you use, you know, iTunes or YouTube or whatever, you can catch Loose. Now, this is, I would describe as a thriller, a drama film. It's one that's also quite smart and perceptive. It deals a lot with race and how we perceive it. It was actually based on a play, so that's been adapted to the film. And I think it really translates quite well. Our own Naomi Watts is in it, and Tim Roth. They star as the parents of a young man called Luce Edgar. Now, Luce was adopted from Eritrea as a young child, so he went through a lot. He came as an adopted refugee, and they raised him in comfortable Virginia in the US, and he's become a high school star in academics and also in athletics. So he's sort of become a poster child for being overcoming hardship, I guess you could say. But then something at school, he's accused of an incident. I won't say what it is.
Okay.
But there's an incident at his high school where his history teacher accuses him of it. And then it sort of goes into a whole path of deception, I guess, and lies. And you're never quite sure where it's going. But I think at the end of it, it sort of basically shines a light on, I guess, on how you're perceived in your race, which obviously is incredibly topical at the moment with the horrible incidents in the US.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Very, very topical.
Yeah, so even though this doesn't go into, like, it's nothing to do with police brutality,
yeah, okay. It's
about perception of, like, okay, well, here's a young black man, he gets accused of something, and is it because of his race, or did he do it? And what I love about the film, it doesn't spell it out all the way through, and you're never quite sure what is the truth. So it's one of those ones that keeps you on the edge, but it's also still very entertaining. So it's even though it has I don't like the word message, but it has things to say. It
has
some
substance behind it.
Yeah, but it's still, like, quite entertaining. It's only probably about 100 minutes. It moves along at a really good pace.
You know that's your go.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed this film. I think if you can sort of catch it on the various digital formats, Loose is definitely worth checking out.
Awesome. Movie Loose. And Naomi Watts, I sometimes love her, I sometimes hate her. So it will be interesting to see her in this.
No, she's very good. And her character's, I wouldn't say it's sympathetic at all.
Yeah.
But she's really well played in this film, I think.
She plays a good role. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four for the week. What have you got, Wayne?
Number four is another TV show, which I guess is what I'm consuming the most at the moment.
Yes.
So doing a lot of that. So this is a show called Breeders. Now, it's only been the first season, just come out now. Again, it's another FX show. It's a co-production between the British and FX in America, and it's on Foxtel. 10 episodes. I guess it's a comedy, but it's still quite dramatic in certain areas. It stars Martin Freeman and Daisy Haggard. They play parents who are struggling with parenthood. To be honest, the two children, especially the boy, let's say, are a bit of a handful. Features a lot of that very wry, deadpan British humour that you sort of associate with the Brits.
Yep.
There's a lot of flashbacks through the series. Sort of shows them, I guess, when they first met and their love was blooming, and now they're in the of parenthood where they're tearing their hair out and it's not working out exactly how they liked. But it does get a bit more dramatic as the season goes on. It's still quite funny, but in the end, there's some fairly serious scenes. And I also love that Michael McKean, the great American actor, also has a part in it. And I also really just love Martin Freeman in anything. I think he has that very, I don't know what the right word is, but he plays that very straight character, I guess, but it also becomes funny.
Yeah,
I think he's good in anything. So I wouldn't, I'd say this is just a really good, solid show. I'm not saying it's better things, but it's I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got two TV shows this week, Breeders and Better Things.
Yes.
Noting that the New Orleans episode of Breeders you thought is the best thing you've seen on TV this
year. Oh, Better Things.
I love it. Better Things. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Better Things.
Yes.
And then Perfume Genius. Album,
yes.
New album that's out?
Yes, and the Bring It album.
Brilliant album. And then Loose, L-U-C-E, catch it. It's a movie on your streaming or your digital services.
Yes, definitely. Yes, no, I'm worth checking out.
Wayne, it has been so, so good talking
it's
to you.
It's been
again.
Great. I missed you. And it's great, great to hear your voice again.
Yeah,
really.
I missed you too. But you know what? I'm going to see you next week. So
yes,
we look
definitely.
Forward to it.
Okay, thanks. I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Wayne. Have a great
week.
See you.
Bye. Bye.